Welcome back. You're listening to Horizons on Radio Kerry. Father Joe Begley, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Mary, and good morning as well to all our listeners tuning in to us in Horizons this Sunday morning, the second Sunday of Lent.
Father Joe, I think the last time I was talking to you, you were in Glengariff, but you've been in Clarny now for over a year. What's the change like?
That's right, Mary. I think it was actually during COVID when you spoke to me in Glengariff at that time. And yes, Killarney and back in the kingdom again. Killarney is very beautiful with its walks and lakes and the mountainsides and diversity of people and so on.
And as a priest, you're working closer with the team in the urban areas, and there are very few areas now that have more than a priest. Is that a different kind of setup for you again?
Well, yes, we work closely as well down in Glengariff in the Kinmare pastoral area, but in Killarney itself, yes, there are three of us in the parish itself, and then we work with the parishes around us there, Fossa and Fieries and Glenflesk and Kilcommon. We all take our turn, so to speak, as priests, moving out to the areas around us, and there's great variety there, and hopefully people appreciate that as well. I think they do.
They really do. They appreciate the increasing workload on priests today. They really do. Especially at this time, as we're in the parishes doing our consultations and asking people how they'd like to see things develop into the future. But the reason I asked you in this morning, Joe, is to talk to me about Throchra, because you have a role with Throchra in our diocese. What is your role?
Well, I am the diocesan rep for Throchra, and every diocese across the country has a rep, and we meet a number of times during the year and work with the central organisation of Throchra. And our Lenten campaign 24 is well underway. I think is it 12 days into Lent at this time? Throchra is very special for all of us. Even the title itself, you know, has so much meaning for me, Mary. It's compassion, it's care for our fellow human beings, it's love in action, the love that God speaks of, love one another as I have loved you, reaching out to people we'll never meet in person or know. The Throchra campaign is very much underpinned by the gospel and the teaching of Jesus. During the past week, we had a gospel from Matthew referring to, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was lonely and you visited me. So I feel Throchra gives that opportunity to practically give expression, a response to that call from Jesus.
And it is lovely, Father Joe, to have access to a group that we trust so that we can be part of offering a bit of help, isn't it?
It is indeed, Mary. It is indeed. And that access, I suppose, goes back to, and I recall, the first Throchra box arriving in 1973. And, you know, little associations with Lent, Mary. For example, the fish symbol on the calendar on certain days during Lent, all of those come back in my recollection. But back to the Throchra box, yes, it's very special. And it has stood the test of time. It was very novel, this buska going into every tailach across the country. You know, I think people have great faith and trust in Throchra. And I think the fact, for example, in our own diocese in Kerry last year, over €186,000 was collected.
Excellent.
Not to mention the direct donations by people through direct debit and online and tapping and so on. So it doesn't include that. And across Ireland, in the Lenten campaign alone last year, Mary, there was, I think, over 8 million collected.
That is great. Thank you very much, Father Joe Begley. And we will chat to you again about Throchra over the next few weeks. Francis Rowland, thank you very much for joining us this morning, the second Sunday in Lent. It was very helpful what you said last week about looking for the invitation. Any suggestions this morning?
There are three things that we normally focus on in Lent: prayer, fasting, and giving alms. And again, I would be connecting back with that invitation. So what is the invitation of Lent as a whole? It's really to grow closer to Jesus, to become more like Jesus in the way I live my life, and to allow Jesus to walk closely with me, that I might walk more closely with him. So if I was to think about prayer, I'd be thinking for myself, okay, is there a space in my day where I can attend to that quiet voice of Jesus? Is there a time in my week when I can just listen? It might be through the scriptures at Mass. It might be through a piece of music that I find helpful, leading me into prayer. It might be a prayer that I've said for years, but maybe I pray it more slowly. I listen to it. I hear what's being invited. And I just see, what is Jesus inviting me to, particularly at this time?
So it doesn't matter what time of the day, evening, night you do it, but it's just to give that time to listen more carefully.
I think it is. I mean, many of us may have a habit of getting up in the morning and praying, and maybe before we go to bed at night. And habits are good, because I suppose if our prayer is connected to something we do daily, then the chances are we will do the praying daily. So I'm not against at all. And in fact, I find it helpful to have a habit. But perhaps too, there's always a challenge that habits can become too habitual, and I just do it and I don't think about it. So I'm inviting you, maybe in this week, as you pray, maybe just to pause, maybe just to notice, what's the prayer saying? Like, if you think of a prayer that we all grew up with, Our Father. But I mean, even if you're just to take those two words, our, so it's not my Father, it's Our Father. So that means you and I are brothers and sisters. It means we're a family. And then, who is God that's a father? I mean, you know, we think about the best of fathers. We think about the kindness, the love, the protection, the care for their children. They're looking after us. They're making sure nothing happens to us. So even in those two words, if we were just to pray, Our Father, we'd have loads.
That's very helpful, Francis. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Mary.
Thank you very much for listening to me, Mary Fagan, this morning. Parish consultation meetings are happening all over the diocese at the moment. Go to our website, Diocese of Kerry, to find out when your parish is meeting, the time and the place. Just a thought for the coming week is from Father Francis Nolan. Till this time, next Sunday morning, have a very good week.